Hey guys, all right, on this video, I want to talk about single barrel releases. And I know we're getting worn out of these amazing single barrels that keep coming out. But I want to talk about these four, and I want to talk about what makes single barrels really special. And the thing that I like the best about it is a lot of the people that I watch, the content creators that are on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook that are talking about these tequilas and that are reviewing tequilas have developed amazing palates. When you talk about Long Island Lou and Jay Baron Maddie, I mean, these guys have been tasting tequilas forever. Jay and I have talked. He's been a tequila fan for almost 30 years. Long Island Lou's been talking about tequila since the internet was on a stone tablet. So that guy's got a palate, right? So when a new first edition or single barrel select comes out and it's a barrel that's been selected from one of these people with an amazing palate, I kind of jump on them every time. But some people don't know what it means when it's a single barrel release. So let's talk about that a little bit. It's when somebody works with, let's say in this case, Lost Lore, and Long Island Lou and Oturo are working together with Sergio to make something special. They got the Blanco. The Blanco is already an amazing tequila. So what did they do to make this special? They wanted to age it in a jackfruit barrel. So they got a jackfruit barrel. They aged it. It actually turned green. The tequila in it is tropical and fruity. It's amazing. It's really special. And that's something where you have somebody with a great palate and someone who's manufacturing tequila and a brand owner to blend their thoughts together to do something really special. And this one is incredibly different. And let's slide to the other side. Let's go to Long Island Lou's Siempre Vivo, right? So Vivo had never been any brand but a Blanco. It's the only way we can get it. And they decide, okay, well, let's age it. Let's throw it in some barrels and let's let Long Island Lou come and taste those barrels and let him pick the one that he thinks the best. And then let's release it as a Long Island Lou single barrel. And this tequila here is, it's outstanding. Bottle number 56 of 198. So it gives you the chance to buy something that's limited, something special. And these bottles came from one single barrel, and that's what it tasted like. And now let's talk about Jay and Maddie. Maddie got the opportunity to do her first single barrel, and she went to a brand that's really kind of hard to find in America. It's one of my favorite brands, and I'm excited that it's going to become more available, and that's El Viejito. And this tequila is an extra añejo, I believe aged over 36 months, and this was kind of rescued. These were tequila that was in barrels that they really didn't know what they were going to do with them. Maddie got the opportunity to sit down and taste through different barrels to pick the one that she likes the best. She wanted something that's approachable, something that could be used in a cocktail, but also something that could be drank neat, and also something at a great price, $79 for an XA. I'm telling you, if you could find this one, you have to. And then let's talk about Jay's profile. Jay Bear, he's been drinking tequila. He's the first guy I've met and talked to doing this besides Long Island Lou that drank tequila longer than I have. Growing up in Arizona where tequila is plentiful, drinking it for over 30 years, he worked with Cascanes to go pick out a number 9 añejo. They tasted 20-some different barrels, and this is the one they liked the best. And they picked this barrel as their single barrel. So those single barrel selections, for people who don't know, that's where instead of all of the barrels being blended together, that one single barrel is going to be put in a bottle and it's going to be shared with you. And it's going to be picked by somebody with amazing palate. So I do believe this one's still available as well. You have to jump onto Jay and Maddie's information to find out. Long Island Lou's Jack Barrel Fruit sold out right away. I believe the Vivo also, it can't be purchased. Just again, I do think you still can find the El Viejito, but look for more single barrels. There's a lot of guys out there that are working with great distilleries and amazing companies, brand owners, to come up with something special, something that you can put on your shelf and go, that's something special, and you can share it with your special friends. So let me know your favorite single barrel from 2005. I got to say, this year so far, my absolute favorite single barrel that I've had in 2025 is the Lost Lore Jackfruit. It's such an amazing different flavor, so I love it. So let me know what you think of the single barrels and all these limited editions coming out. I'd love to hear your comments. Thanks.